Welcome back into the Press Box, and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Gene McLean, the man who is in charge of not only the Press Box, but the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, and all things in between, here with us again. And Gene, at this time of year, probably every weekend from here on out, we're talking Derby preps.
Yeah, Buzz, I just want to clarify one thing. I'm not even in charge of Gene McLean most of the time. So,
well, I understand. Of course, Leanne is in charge of Gene. Yes.
Yeah, that's a lot of responsibility. But no, I appreciate your confidence, though, my friend.
Thank you. Okay, so let's talk Derby preps. And this week, it's the Grade 3 Robert B. Lewis. It looks like a field of six with 1,000 Words and Flavian Pratt, the high weight at 124.
Yeah, you got three Derby preps, actually, today, Buzzy. You got the Wither Stakes up in New York.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
You got Shotsky, probably the favorite there. You've got the Holy Bull down in Florida. You probably got Tis the Law down there as a prohibitive favorite. And just like those two, the prohibitive favorite in this one will be 1,000 Words, trained by Bob Baffert, a horse that's owned, interesting enough, in part by the Allball family, who also owns Dennis's Moment, who you know I love very much as we get ready for this particular Kentucky Derby. But the Robert B. Lewis, only a field of six, but I think there are three really interesting horses out of the six, maybe even more than that, but on the Derby trail, coming in, maybe coming out.
Okay, so like we said, a field of six. You've talked about 1,000 Words. Anybody else in there you like? You've got Mike Smith, Espinoza, Rosario. You got an all-star field of jocks, and so how do you play it?
Yeah, you know, Buzzy, the three that I think are most interesting to watch is High Velocity, another horse trained by Bob Baffert. He's a real high-velocity engine on this one, a lot of speed. It's interesting that he ran in the Los Al Futurity, set it up really in a way for 1,000 Words to come from off that pace and win that grade one race to end up the two-year-old year. They're back hooked up again. I really think it'll be interesting to see if High Velocity can throttle back a little of that speed and use it a little more judiciously, and if he can carry it the full distance or not. I think that's an interesting thing to watch. Another one to watch in here is Tis Magician. Tis Magician, trained by Richard Mandela, and if anybody deserves to get a break going into a Derby, it's Richard Mandela, Buzzy. You know, his unfortunate with Omaha Beach a year ago and losing the Derby favorite the week of the Derby.
He has had some tough racing luck now, no question.
You know, I mean, and then he loses him right before the Pegasus, too, Buzz. But, you know, this is a horse that's not unlike Omaha Beach. It took Omaha Beach two or three races to break his maiden. It took six starts for Tis a Magician to break his, but now I think the light bulb moment has gone off, and now it's time for him to step it up and face some tougher competition. And I really am interested in watching how this horse matures and whether or not he has the mettle to go on. And then, of course, 1,000 Words, I think, has got to be right up there at the top with the Baffert barn and all of his horses that he's getting planned and ready and mapped out to be in Louisville on that first Saturday in May.
So I don't mean to be one of those
belabor the point.
One of those people on TV who like burrow and burrow on these questions. But the question remains, Mr. McLean, how do you play it?
Well, I think you won't get much of a price on 1,000 Words. I think he's the prohibitive favorite for a reason. But it is his first start as a 3-year-old, Buzz. So I think that you use him, but I think you use him over and up, under, and I'm going to choose either Tis a Magician or High Velocity, who either has the better price. And if you get a better price on High Velocity, I think you box him and the two Bafferts together. If you get a better price on Tis a Magician, I think you box them with 1,000 Words. With a short field, you're not going to get a big price on anybody. But I do think that those are the two horses that I'm going to book and pick one of those two with 1,000 Words. You know, there's no reason to push 1,000 Words at this juncture to be on his complete A game. So that makes some of these a little more vulnerable as they start the three-year-old year. So, you know, I kind of look at those two horses as possible upsets, either Tis the Magician or High Velocity.
And there you have it, boys and girls. And, of course, you can get all of Gene's picks at thepressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Kingland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, with all this balmy weather coming in, here's hoping that you and yours have a great weekend, and may the horse be with you.
You as well, my friend. I look forward to seeing you soon, and get all those Derby clothes ready, because you're going Derbying this year in 2020.
Let's go.
Let's go.